Mothers of young people killed by gang violence in Buenaventura delivered candles to Colombia's president and vice president. A life-affirming symbol in a city long devastated by violence and drug trafficking. But it's now been more than 80 days since the last murder, thanks to a truce between the government and the city's two main gangs.
This is a unique process that the state supports and protects, process between two groups that are not political in nature but very much have to do with excluded, armed and violent youth. Now it's our turn to demonstrate that it's possible, that the state can fulfill its promises and start a cycle of peace in Colombia.
Petro has vowed to negotiate with all armed groups in Colombia as part of his ambitious total peace policy. He sees Buenaventura as a blueprint for the rest of the country. He's hoping to disband more than 1,700 gang members in this city alone.
But despite the undeniable progress, the process remains in a fragile and exploratory stage, and the government still has to explain the concrete steps necessary for the gang's submission to justice.
Petro's visit to Buenaventura came hours before the release of a report by Colombia's human rights watchdog detailing record numbers of murders in other parts of the country. In neighboring Cauca, dissident factions of FARC rebels killed 6 soldiers and injured dozens more on Tuesday. But Petro's peace commissioner defended the government plans, saying the community is behind it.
Porque han sido las mujeres.
It's the women, the children, the mothers of the 1,700 boys of both armed groups that laid the foundation of this truce. It wasn't the institution, but the people of flesh and bone that demanded the leadership assumed the commitment.
The government has promised major investment in Buenaventura to address the root causes of the violence, poverty, inequality, and decades of state neglect. An international delegation led by the United Nations and the European Union said it supported the efforts.
And I think in this case the international community is trying to surround the process in order to make sure that it's sustainable and that the Buenaventura benefits from this violence reduction.
For now, the people of Buenaventura are enjoying a newfound calm, hoping Petro's plan leads to long-lasting peace. Alessandro Ampietti, Al Jazeera, Buenaventura.